We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what you're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary, sweetheart.
For goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary, sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Great to be with you. The weather right now is beautiful, and I think there's supposed to be some storms possibly rolling in.
No.
But I have to say, yesterday, I like was walking outside, and I was trying to be like as much like, I want to appreciate this for what it is right now. I want to be in this moment as much as I possibly can. There's this transition in between winter and summer. We usually call it spring, but spring in St. Louis has been very weird. Mm-hmm. It goes from like snow to it's 95 now and humid.
It's a blip on the radar.
I feel like we get to enjoy fall a little bit more than we get to enjoy spring.
Totally.
But yesterday, it felt like the move into fall. You're walking outside and you're not like experiencing an assault from the weather that exists. You're not walking into the air and going,
you're lighting that autumn candle in your house,
Annie. Yes. Did I tell you that?
No.
Oh,
I just know.
No, I do.
I see the twinkle in your eye.
Oh, it smells wonderful. I'm like, I haven't even told anybody about that because I'm kind of ashamed.
I see the twinkle in your eye for
it's
autumn.
It's pumpkin clove, and it's from Yankee Candle, and it is amazing.
Mm.
And I got it on sale at Home Goods. And a wooden pumpkin that was clearanced for $12 because there's a little bit of a nick in the stem, and I will put that towards the back.
Mm-hmm.
You will not know at all that there's a nick in the stem. And if you do see it, I'll say, I got it on sale. And I have no shame.
Got no shame in my game.
Well, the candle I'm kind of ashamed of. It smells fantastic. And I'm not really like a pumpkin kind of person. Like, I saw Starbucks pumpkin spice latte is going to be out, I think, August 28th, maybe? Maybe 23rd? I don't know. It's been announced. I don't like pumpkin spice latte.
Ooh, I do. That is my flavor.
Do you know what I do like? The friggin' nitro cold brew. I am going to go to the corner office in this building and ask if I can expense a daily nitro cold brew because it makes me happy and I have more energy going through the show in the day, and I kind of think it's a work requirement now. It's also $5. So I am going to have to come up with a different way. I think that like illicit drugs might be cheaper.
$5.
Don't do drugs and don't start drinking nitro cold brews from Starbucks because then you'll be hooked. And then you won't know how you'll get through your day.
Without one.
Without it.
Mm-hmm. I have yet to have one.
That
will be bad. That's
what happens
be a bad
if you
day.
Have two in one day?
A heart attack? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Wonder if you burn more calories on those things. I'm drinking this Yeti full of water because I feel like I need to even it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. But oh my gosh, like when I'm drinking it, I'm like, I want to live in this moment forever, standing in my driveway, enjoying the 82 degree weather. I want to exist right here, right now.
With a John Mayer song and Chris Stapleton song happening.
With this beautiful day. I just remembered I didn't care. That's the name of their new song. It's kind of my, I mean, it is. It's kind of meta right now. It's just like, this is my moment. Yeah, guess what? It can't be, nothing is as big of a deal as you ever think it is until you are smacked in the face with something that is a much bigger deal than you ever thought it would be. Can you clip that and write that down? Because that just happened and I'm going to need to remember how I said that. I mean, seriously, here, I'm kind of mad at Donald Trump today. And
me too.
There are people out there listening right now who are mad at me for saying that I'm mad at him. And I haven't even told you I'm mad at him yet. And so I don't really want to talk about it because I don't want there to be a thing between you and me. I care about you. I'm still voting for him in 2020 unless there's some sort of Christ-like figure that descends upon us and manages to point us all in the direction of some sort of moral superiority that only that person, Christ himself, could come show up and stand on the moral high ground that so many politicians build their frail, lack of solid foundation houses upon. The moral superiority that exists in politics right now makes me sick. On every level, mm-hmm. every party. Listen up, folks. There's no party of religion. There's no party of Christianity. There's no party of what is good versus what is evil. There are good people in both parties, and there are evil people in both parties. Does that suck to say on a Friday? People screaming at the Arby's drive-thru right now.
Truthful Fridays. That's very truthful.
I think it's a freeing thing, though, because if you're trying to find some sort of salvation in a politician, are you ever, ever going to be satisfied? Mm. Are you ever going to be like, well, we have climbed the highest hill and we have crossed the widest river and we have, you know, you're not going to ever get to the point where you reach the top of the summit and you're like, this is what is good. Government is always about regulating the muck. Government is about defending in war. Government is about making it so that you can exist in a world without somebody coming in and squatting on your land or taking your stuff or harming you or hurting you. The government gets involved when we can't handle it ourselves. That's what government is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So any politician, whether they're on the left or the right, is always in there trying to somehow or another calm everything down in the best way that they think that they can possibly do that. And I would just assume we all be able to handle ourselves. Unfortunately, we can't, because some of us can't act like grown-ups all the time. And I think yesterday the president did a bad job of doing that. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. Still going to vote for him, but that doesn't mean that I cannot like him for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Or think that he's wrong sometimes.
You think my husband doesn't like me for 5 minutes a day? We're still married.
We're still going strong.
I was in Home Goods and looking at these signs. It's like, this is us. I'm like, oh, honey, you can't make a sign that is about us. Mm-hmm. Like, you cannot put up a sign like, we do hugs. We do forgiveness. I'm like, let's put the things that happened before the hugs and the forgiveness on the sign. And that can go in my house and probably many others.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. So I'm going to talk a little bit about why Donald Trump frustrated me. Don't worry, we'll get over it. We're having a spat, but we'll be fine. I think. You know what else makes me feel better? They're nitro cold brews and donuts.
Yes, ma'am. What a segue.
Jenny Kruta's in the house with us right now. Hi.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So who was in studio with you yesterday with Glover?
Paul was.
Paul was in studio?
He was on Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay, that's right. So I love...
We missed you by like 5 minutes.
I didn't know you were...
We came in to see Katie in the office and...
Yeah, I was so bummed. So Kruta Bakery in Collinsville has a huge milestone coming up. Everybody knows Kruta's. You say something like, oh, where'd you get your cake? It's from Kruta's. And everyone's like, oh, Kruta's. Well, it's because you've been around for 100 years.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
And you're celebrating?
Yes.
What's
going
on?
Big deal. From 12 to 3 on Sunday, we are closing down the street, tent event, all kinds of goodies.
You get a street?
I know.
Holy right? cow.
This is
how big of a deal Crudas is.
Yes. And the city's coming out and helping us with this, which has really been great.
Yeah.
And there are a bunch of local businesses coming out and helping us out. And I have bad news and good news.
Okay.
The bad news is that we sold out of our wristbands,
mm-hmm.
which is also the good news because all that money's going to the American
Warrior
Initiative.
I'm a good news, bad news kind of girl.
Right?
So if you could give that to me.
Yeah.
We had this conversation. If someone says to you, Jenny, I got good news and bad news. What do you want first?
Really depends on who's doing the asking because I know the people that
are bringing. If your husband comes to you and says, I got good news and bad news, what do you want first?
Probably the good news because
wow!
he's going to, because of his personality,
yeah.
because he's going to dwell on the bad anyway. Be like, let me hear what the good news is.
So it actually feels like good news.
Yeah. Right.
we'll bask in the goodness.
And, with some people, I'm the other way around. Just
yeah.
give me the bad news, get it over with, and then we can move on to what we can be
That's a smart
okay
way.
About.
That's a good strategy.
Answer.
We were just talking earlier this
yes.
week, and Tony Colombo and I were in lockstep, like, who wants the good news first? And Kitty's like, You're the one.
I would say most of the time I would be bad news first, but if you're talking about my husband,
your husband is the exception.
He's the exception to a lot of things.
Yeah.
Amen to that, sister.
Yes. This sounds like a really good Facebook poll. I think mm-hmm. we'll have to do that.
Totally.
Right.
So the bad news is that people can't access those wristbands, but the good news is you're helping a lot of people.
Right. All the money that we've raised so far and any donations that we still get, and I will tweet you guys the link so that you can share that.
Perfect.
You can still make donations that all go to the American Warrior Initiative, which provides service dogs for veterans, which is a great thing.
Such a good thing.
So we're still doing that. We are also going to be doing some raffles on location, and the money from those raffles, I believe, is going to the Collinsville Food Pantry. So we're going to do something local as well. And the other good news, and that's why I kind of did the bad news first, because there's a lot of good news. So mm-hmm. we'll kind of
That's how we do things on the Annie Fry Show.
Right? So you can still come out to the event. There are going to mm-hmm. be a lot of things for kids. We have, I think, a balloon artist. We have a friend of mine who's coming up from Kansas City to do henna tattoos and face
cool.
paint. And
any donuts?
Oh, yes. Lots of baked goods. And the sample baked goods are not tied to the wristbands. The only thing that you need a wristband for, we have a couple of other local businesses that are providing different food offerings.
Awesome.
And that stuff is the only stuff that's tied to the wristband, and that's because we had to place orders before today. So that they can provide things like that. So if you want to come out, sample the baked goods, there's going to be live music, all kinds of good stuff.
Is Paul playing?
No.
Oh, darn it.
No.
So,
sadly.
The reason I keep talking about Paul is because I graduated high school with Paul Cruda, and we did not have first hour together, which was very sad because first
donuts.
Hour all very often came with a big box of donuts. But
yes.
Paul is fantastic, and I love him. And at our graduation, Paul played a song. He's
very
a very,
cool.
very talented musician,
yes,
and
he
played Green Day's Good Riddance, which starts with a bad word, and we were all like, is he going to say it? Is he going to say it?
That would be the best part of graduation.
And I think he told half of us that he was going to say it and half of us that he wasn't. And he didn't, because he's a good person. But if he would have.
It sounds about right.
There's being a good person, and then there's being legendary. He chose
yes.
being a good person, which I respect greatly. But Paul Cruda
yes.
is my age and is working all the time at the shop, from
yes.
what I understand,
yes.
very good at what he does.
Yep, he does. And then my husband Jim is his older brother, and he's there full time as well. And so is their dad, still in house most days. And
yeah. it's such
yeah.
a good story. Crudas
yes.
is one of those places that really marks an area
yes.
that generationally speaking,
mm-hmm.
people know about Crudas. They started in East St. Louis. They've been located in Collinsville for how long?
Since 1974.
Since 1974.
Yes.
So the celebration is August 18th. From noon to 3 on St. Louis Road in Collinsville, and they get the street. So if you
yes.
can get to St. Louis Road, you're probably going to find it.
Yes, and there is going to be parking off of Main Street in Collinsville, and there's a shuttle running to and from the bakery. They are
yeah.
really taking care of us.
I mean, if you're somebody in Missouri and you're like, oh, that's an Illinois thing, I don't want to bother getting to it. It's not
10 minutes
it's
across
not
the river.
Any easier to get anywhere other than going right on
mm-hmm.
5570 and getting off at the Collinsville Road exit or whatever
it's,
it is.
Exit 11. It's exit 11. It's Bluff Road.
Yes.
There's a Walmart and a St. Louis Bread Company right there.
So easy to get to, and
mm-hmm.
so worth your while, and you're helping people which is probably one of the great reasons why Cruda Bakery has been around so while for such a long time. A great family-owned and operated business. And Jenny Cruda, you're going to be on the Weekend Report this weekend?
Yes.
Awesome. So we'll be tuning into that as well. Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m. You do great work in your journalist career, and being able to bring baked goods in never hurts.
That's true.
So if I can find my way out, I'm going to try to see if I can make it as well. August 18th from noon to 3, go celebrate a great business, a great family, and great, great baked goods. Jenny, thanks for coming in.
Yes, thank you for having us.
All right, we'll be right back with the highlights. Also, Gabe Pfeiffer's joining us in studio at 1 o'clock. And I just want to talk to you guys a lot. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad at Trump, too, when we come back, I guess. I guess I have to do that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, who's ready to hear why I'm mad at Trump?
Me.
Who's mad at me that I'm mad at Trump without even knowing what I'm mad at? What if he stole my dog? Wouldn't you be mad at him too? Mm-hmm. That didn't happen. I hope. Rosie? So I feel like I need to preface this like I'm confessing something here, but I don't. Donald Trump had a rally last night, and Donald Trump is not somebody who takes the moral high ground with any regularity. I understand this. I know this. He picks on people, but most of the time he picks on people who are of a profile. Like when he gives people nicknames, they're people who are fighting him for something specifically, and they're in the public eye. You know, if it's kind of the way I guess if somebody wants to come on into this studio or be a guest on the show and wants to fight me or argue with me, and if they're disrespectful to me, I'm going to treat somebody who is here for the purpose of doing the same kind of thing that I am a little bit differently than somebody who calls in and wants to disagree with me and be disrespectful. Like, I don't feel like the nicknames that the president gives to Sleepy Joe or whoever else, there's a laundry list of them. Mm-hmm. Like, those don't bother me. I know they bother a lot of people, but they don't bother me. But last night there was a protester at this Trump rally in New Hampshire.
Yep.
And Trump is used to being like, you know, commenting on it, telling him to get out of here or whatever. But this is what he said last night.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising. Get him out of here, please.
How many people, like, okay, I know that there, I know you exist out there. I know that you think that's great and that you love it. I know there are people out there that, think that's great and love it. You do you. I don't love it. I find that to be the wrong take, the wrong opinion, the wrong lane to be in. Like, you don't have to do that to that guy. I don't know what that guy's name is. He might be on MSNBC today. He might find his way onto CNN, and he might be able to have a bigger platform now because the president elevated him to the platform where people would be interested in what he had to say. I know he was at this rally, and I know he was protesting the whole idea of Trump and Make America Great Again. I get that. I know he was putting himself in a position to ask for ridicule, but I don't know why you got to take it in that way. And that right there is going to frustrate voters who have no interest in supporting a socialist Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or somebody like Pete Buttigieg or a gaffe-a-minute Joe Biden. Those people, those voters out there aren't going to want to do that. But if you want to keep them from voting for the other person, but keep them from showing up to vote for you, say more things like that. Mm. It bothers me. And I'm not going to lie to you and say that this president is punching so far down when he says something like that.
It's a disservice to him and to his voters, because then people can look up at the screen or hear audio like that and say, see, we were right. Look at how Trump acts. That's how his supporters act. We were right all along.
So this is something else he said.
See, the bottom line is, I know you like me, and this room is a love fest, I know that. But you have no choice but to vote for me, because your 401ks, down the tubes, everything's going to be down the tubes. So whether you love me or hate me, you got to vote for me.
That type of stuff is trolling the folks on the left so much. That kind of thing gets under the skin of the Democrats. And guess what? I think that is funny. I think that has a sense to it. I think that is something that is a way that we wouldn't have heard a President Ted Cruz talking. We wouldn't have heard a President Marco Rubio talking like that. We wouldn't have heard a, can't even say it, a John Kasich.
I can't even get the words out of my mouth.
I got something in my throat. Can't say it, President. Kasich. I can't, they wouldn't talk like that. They just wouldn't do it. Because most people don't talk like that on a stage like that in politics. He crossed the line for me. As I said before, I talked about any of this. Still going to vote for him over any of these yahoos that exist on the left. And by left, I mean the left that is so far left, I can't even identify the faces that I'm looking at. They don't like the country the way I like the country to be. They don't like the idea of capitalism and the free market driving things. The folks on the left think that their existence in the Oval Office is going to save the country. Like, wow, how do you fit your ego through the Oval Office door? Well, they have to widen it for you. And here's why I was talking about in the first segment today, that the moral superiority of what exists in politics makes me crazy, because anybody on the left that is going to criticize the president for making a comment about another individual's weight. Do you remember when the president had his health, his physical fitness thing? Do you remember how everyone was talking about how he is like obese, or maybe he was a pound away from being obese? I'm here to tell you right now, my number one goal of being on MySlim 180 is to look at that BMI chart and go from being obese to being overweight. And hey, congratulations, Annie and my Slim 180 helped me do that. But I'm still like 30 pounds away from being considered normal.
And remember that photo that circulated of Trump playing golf, and how like everyone was making just a big deal about it because of the what he was wearing with his tucked in polo? Yes.
That was crazy.
Spare me your moral superiority on your high ground, telling me about what the president should do and shouldn't do and how the president is the worst person in the world. And so I'm not here to tell you that you should or shouldn't vote for the president any more or less today than you ever were before. But when he said that, I was not happy with the president. And I'm here to tell you that. So all y'all who want to call in here and talk to me about how I'm always carrying water for this president, water's on the other side of the room, and I did not carry it over there. I don't like it.
No.
Can I not
disgusting.
Like it?
Yes.
It's the nitro cold brew.
I don't like it.
It's just pressing through my veins right now. Let's do it one more time.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising. Get him out of here, please.
So, I think this is an important call. Michael, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, hello. I'm listening to your radio show. On the news this morning, they said that guy that he called fat was actually a Trump supporter trying to stop the protest.
That's
a huge
ridiculous.
Trump supporter. And the president called him this morning.
The president called him? Made a phone call to him? So this is new to me, because I see a couple people wanted to say this. What did the guy say?
I saw him on Fox News this morning, and they had him interviewing him, and he said, "Oh, I don't care what he said. I love the guy."
So he still loves him.
Wow. Yep.
This is just, to me, this just more illustrates why the president shouldn't speak like this in the first place.
Oh, yeah, I know. Sometimes he says the wrong things.
Michael, can I ask you where your accent comes from?
I'm Australian.
Okay, and I adore that because my grandmother is from Australia. And when
Nice.
Yeah, my grandma met my grandpa who was stationed over there in World War II, and my grandma was serving by Mackay, Australia. And
Mackay, yeah.
Yeah, and I almost, my youngest daughter's middle name was almost Mackay. But I hear an Australian accent. My grandma has been gone since 2002, and it just is near and dear to my heart. And you just you just made me feel comfortable and at home.
Oh, I'm glad.
Michael, thank you for giving us a call. It's great to speak with you.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Like, it's really great to speak with you.
That was awesome.
Come sit in this room and talk to me.
And just talk.
I love it. I just really love it. All right. I want to move highlights to the next segment. Do you permit me to do that?
Let's do it.
I have to go up the chain and ask the people in charge of the show. Katie?
Sure.
Are you sure? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Because I want to get to a couple more of these phone calls here and do highlights when we come back. And I'm sorry that Trump upset me. Except I'm not, because it's his fault, not mine. Is anybody else mad about this? Go to the Facebook page. Did we put the Facebook post up yet?
We are putting it up as we speak.
We're putting the post up right now that has the link to go watch us on the YouTube cam. So if you've ever wanted to see what this show looks like when I'm hopped up on Nitro Cold Brew and I'm mad that Trump is making fat jokes, apparently in Trump supporters, good grief, and I'm flailing. It's cold in here, but it's getting a little stuffy.
It's a good day.
Here. You want to see this? No. I'm hiding right now. You can go to 971talk.com/Annie to see the embed. You can also go to the FM News Talk 971 YouTube page and go to the Facebook page. I want to know from you. This is the most important question of the day. Do you want the good news first or the bad news first? That's the question. There is no good news or bad news. I mean, there's lots. But on the Facebook page, you can vote and tell me, Katie is a good news first person. And I thought she might be the only one. So you go on the Facebook page and vote. And then also comment. Let us know if you're mad that the president said that. And I love this song. it's so weird. It's highlights so when weird. We come back in your phone calls.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, welcome back. Is anybody still listening after I said I was mad at the president for making fun of somebody's weight who, in the process of talking about it, I find out is a Trump supporter? Didn't see that on Fox and Friends. And the guy says he's still cool with it.
He's like, yeah, president called me, it's fine.
Steve, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Annie, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. You know, I consider myself a moderate Republican, you know what I mean? And I really struggled on voting. Couldn't vote for Hillary, but I really didn't like the way the president kind of acted. And it all started back with the Kasich. Remember, he made fun of him eating and how he took small bites. And I just kind of like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And I struggle with the, I like the president's policy. I really don't like the person. And I remember President Obama, I didn't like his policies, but I was okay with the person. You know, I mean, he didn't really, even though I didn't agree with his policies, I didn't think he went too far crazy just as a person. You know what I mean?
Which of those guys would you prefer have the Oval Office then? Because that's it, you're exactly right, and I am exactly there with you. Like, I have said before that I think Obama is a good person or a good dad or whatever. I think he's likable, but his policies are terrible for the country. And I don't want those policies because that's the part that affects me. I don't want those policies in charge of the country.
I know. Well, that's why I didn't think I was going to vote until that day. And I said, because I'm from Illinois like you, and I said my vote probably didn't matter much here in this state, but I voted. I like the president's policies. I like the reform of, you know, of just the tax reform and what we're trying to do in other areas. But I just struggle with the person overall is just what he tries to get across. And, you know, so that's the person I like. And I think he's trying to appeal to a base that if he doesn't have that base behind him already last night, those people are diehard Trump people, anybody who shows up there. He shouldn't have to really coddle to them. It's the moderates like myself and the independents that puts everyone in office. They're the ones. The far right, the far left, those guys are going to vote no matter what for their candidate. But it's the people like myself who I'm probably still going to vote for them because I don't like the other options out there. If there was a decent moderate Democrat, I hate to say, I probably could have maybe voted that way both in 16 because I liked the other candidates on the Republican side at that time. So I probably will default vote for him again. Because I just can't go with one of the extremes or on the other side.
Steve,
so he finally,
real quick before I let you go, who was your favorite candidate on the Republican side in the primary?
I like Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, yeah, that's there are a lot of people who are right there with you. Steve, thank you for the phone call. I am a kindred spirit with you on a lot of those issues. Let me say this too, for those three people who are still listening after I insulted the president. I think there's a lot more people out there that are like Steve.
100%.
You want to vote for the president. You know you're not going to vote for Elizabeth Warren. She's nuts. She's got a fairy godmother magic wand that's going to make student loan debt go away. And you already paid your student loans, and you're not going to get crap from that. So you don't like that. You're not going to support that. I know that. But you want to be like, yeah, I like this. I don't want to have to go through the rigors of defending the president when he makes fun of somebody for their weight who turns out to be the wrong person. I mean, seriously. And it's amazing that the president called him.
Mm-hmm.
But he shouldn't have put himself in the position to say that in the first place or have to do that in the first place. So I really, this is what I was going to say. This is the clarification that I think is important to add in context to this conversation. I don't think the president is near the version of a human being that he has been made out to be. I actually believe that Donald Trump is a good man. I honestly believe he has the best interests of the country at heart. And I honestly believe he's doing the best job he knows how to do. I just think that when you are up against this media that is trying to ruin you for the sake of their own political game, it gets to the point where you start swinging back. Nobody else swings back in the Republican Party. He does it. And it's kind of like you either fight back or you don't. And this president does. And when he does, I like it. When he does what he did last night, he fought back in a place he didn't need to. He put himself in a position to fight back when he had no business being there. And I think that that is going to go with the territory. I still support this president. I still think he's good for the country. But I think that me saying this and Steve calling in and saying, I'm a Republican moderate. I want to vote for Trump and be cool with it. But I'm not really cool with that. That is human.
Mm-hmm.
And that is good. And we can still root and be super excited in November of 2020 when the president wins and not be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And be willing to say so. All right.
Now let's get to the highlights.
So I'm going to do this story while Frank is finishing answering his phone calls and just Keeping him on his toes today. After Jeffrey Epstein's death, this is from Fox News, glaring loopholes in the National Sex Offender Registry has raised concerns. Following Jeffrey Epstein's death, critics have raised questions on why he was able to live such a lavish and unencumbered life despite being a registered sex offender. Scrutiny has turned to the National Sex Offender Registry, its discrepancies, and its lack of uniformity, all of which disgraced financier may have been able to exploit. Quote, Jeffrey was able to get around some of the registration requirements because he claimed his residence was in the Virgin Islands, and his plea deal allowed him to take advantage of a loophole in New Mexico. This is from a former federal prosecutor who teaches criminal law at Fordham Law School. Her name's Cheryl Bader. So you got Jeffrey Epstein, who we know did things. Mm-hmm. We know was engaged in activity that is completely inappropriate, engaged in criminal behavior against minors, and children. That he got a plea deal that required him to register as a sex offender. Why would that why would he have the ability to make a difference in how he was able to act or how he was able to, like, if it's a federal registry, that should go with you each and every place you go within the confines of this country. And if you want to get out of here and go live somewhere else where your sex offender status doesn't affect who you are, bye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just, it blows my mind to think that his personal place in life would make him be able to get away with things in a way that somebody who didn't have the means maybe could have.
Advocates are calling for a boycott of Disney's upcoming live-action Mulan after the film star indicated support for Hong Kong's police amid massive protests in the Chinese province. The hashtag Boycott Mulan trended in the U.S. early this morning as supporters of the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong called for the fans to skip the movie over actress Crystal Liu's post on the Chinese social media platform Weibo, in which she appeared to dismiss the protesters, according to The Hollywood Reporter. I support Hong Kong's police. You can beat me up now, she reportedly wrote. What a shame for Hong Kong. And she also posted that the hashtag, I also support the Hong Kong police, according to the report.
Frank, are you a good news, bad news first guy type of guy?
I don't really care.
Okay.
Either or.
Honestly, just give it to him.
Yeah.
All right, tell me something. Anything?
I get it.
Newsy. The former CEO of the joint St. Lucie and County Economic Development Agency is scheduled to be sentenced today for her role in covering up Steve Stenger's pay-to-play scheme. 61-year-old Sheila Sweeney pleaded guilty in early May and faces a maximum of 3 years in prison and up to a $250,000 fine. She pled guilty to knowing about Stenger's scheme and not reporting into law enforcement. She also took steps to cover up the crime. The Reds snapped the Cardinals' five-game winning streak last night, 2-1 in Cincinnati. The Birds' offense sputtered. Two hits and 15 strikeouts throughout the game. Same two teams tonight in Game 2 of the four-game series. The Cardinals did hang on to a share of first place in the NL Central as the Phillies wrapped up a sweep of the Cubs with a 7-5 win. Annie's favorite player, Bryce Harper, with a walk-off grand slam for the victory for the Phillies.
Bryce Harper is so unimportant to me that I don't even...
It was great. He put his head down and just ran around the bases.
He
didn't celebrate.
He doesn't... He's beige to me.
Beige.
Bye, girl, which is what I said to Chris Bryant. That's how I got into the Chicago Tribune. I talk about Illinois on a regular basis, and I'm not really flattering to the state of Illinois as a resident. I have a right to speak. You know, it's like you can talk about your own family. Like, you can say something about somebody in your family, and someone else says it to you, and you're like
whoa.
Why do you live in that cruddy place? Why don't you leave? It sucks. I'm like, because it's my home.
Step off me.
I've lived here my whole life. So have all the generations that have come before me. I mean, I'm trying to think if I'm wrong, but everybody who I know from the time they came over to the country lived in Illinois, including my grandma that I was just talking about, who was from Australia. She met my husband during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa was serving in the building that General MacArthur was serving in, which is really cool, in the Pacific Theater. They met. They got married, like, after 2 months. And then she came and lived here for a year while he was still serving overseas. She lived with her mother-in-law.
Crazy.
Yeah. And everything worked out because here I am. Right? All right. Well, let's see. Good news, bad news. Which do you want first? Poll is on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. I want to get to a couple phone calls here real quick. Make it quick, Bill. Wanted to get you on the show.
So quick, wanted to tell you, great show.
Thank you.
I think if we had term limits, you would hear everyone talking like Trump.
That's a good point.
You wouldn't have 40-year polished do-nothings just being careful about everything they say.
Yeah, Bill, that is a great point. Thank you for making that, because the truth is people don't speak the truth. They basically speak so that they can be heard. Real quick, Randy, I got like 20 seconds. Go ahead, wanted to get you in.
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, I think that President Obama said a lot of things that got glossed over by the media, and everybody thinks he's such a nice guy, but he talked like crap about the country and didn't have anything good to say about us when he was overseas. And that's kind of offensive to me.
Sure.
Like I say, he's just not polished. Like Peter Trump is just not polished.
Yeah. Randy, thank you for the call. I will take that too, to the extent that if Barack Obama said something, if he stumbled over words and misspoke or said something that was offensive or whatever, he would not get busted on it. It would get glossed over. But I also never heard the president call somebody out publicly about their weight. Obama, not Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe Pfeiffer, when we come back, he's the best. Gabe, get in here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.